Hello, my imaginary friends. It's SM2N here. You can call me Simon. It's the 8th of March, 2012. This is my audio blog. Thank you very much to McColgan, Nicolai Vox, Sassy Cat, and Slandy for your replies and your comments and thoughts about the subject that I raised about the Facebookization of Audio Boo and how we avoid it and all that stuff. Yes, very interesting. Some of the ideas that I tried to articulate, I don't think really came across very well. So I might revisit it, but I'm conscious that people probably get bored of me talking about Audio Boo in Audio Boos. So I'll try not to rehash too much. First of all, Nick, let's bring you in first. I don't think doing a drama about this is the way to resolve the issue. You know, George Orwell already wrote 1984 a long time ago. I don't know. But, you know, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe the pen is mightier than the sword. Not that I'm suggesting we should get our swords out and descend upon Audio Boo HQ. Not at all. To all the people that have commented about how the nature of the management team at Audio Boo is, you know, not going to be lined up with the dystopian future that I painted. I thought I already said that. Yeah, McColgan and Slandy were talking about that particularly. Totally. The management team that are there are brilliant, and they wouldn't do what I described. No, that wasn't what I'm talking about. I'm talking about a future Audio Boo where the team grows and, you know, maybe, you know, other commercial boardroom battles and, you know, yes, it's a dystopian future, so the management team that we have now at Audio Boo is not necessarily the management team that would be present in that dystopian future. You know, I think they do a fantastic job, the people that are currently there. I was really fascinated with what Sassy Cat had to say about how other audio social networks that she's participated in the past have gone awry because of various reasons, and I think there's a lot to learn from there. And I found it really ironic and intriguing, and how some of the things that we have talked about in the past on Audio Boo about, oh, isn't it a shame that in Audio Boo you can't have, you know, a boo that is private to just your followers or your friends or your chosen few. We've talked about that. Well, yeah, would it be great if we could do that like you do on Twitter? And so, yeah, we aspire, well, we kind of wished for that functionality. And then we find out from Sassy Cat that when you do that, it takes away that, as Slandy called it, accountability. Because, you know, Audio Boo, you are saying things in public. If you're talking to a group of people, you're saying them in public, and it means that you have to be a bit more careful about what you say, whereas people talk about on Facebook, you know, this, you know, that father who shot his daughter's laptop because she was saying things about him on Facebook that he couldn't read because of groups and you know, privacy settings on the groups that you can see how how Facebook end up, you know, iterating and trying to improve upon what other people have done, and they create this system that allows those kinds of cliques and deceptions and bitching to occur, whereas with something like Twitter, where it's you're just completely public or you're completely private, but you can't have this kind of weird hybrid mix where you appear to be public but you're secretly concealing all these conversations. And I think the same is true of Google Plus. You've got all this fine grained different groups of conversations that you have circles, I think someone mentioned, whereas Twitter and Audioboo, it's much more simple. So on Audioboo, yes, we can talk privately, but it's a one-to-one conversation. And that's a lot different to the kind of the clique mentality that Sassy Cat was describing. So I just found that really illuminating, and there's so much to be learned from those experiences and those stories. So, but the other point that I, you know, my point about the current, you know, the current incarnation of Audioboo and the current management team and how, you know, they're doing it the right way, I still see this dystopian future where someone like, you know, Facebook have done, we've seen it several times where Facebook will spot that someone else is doing something and make their own version. So, you know, they did it with things like the location based social apps, like, you know, the Foursquare, Brightkite, all those sorts of things. Facebook saw what was happening there and thought, oh, we could do that, we can capitalize upon that, and we can mine the data we get from that. And, you know, since Facebook entered that market, some of them have gone out of business. Koala has completely pivoted and completely abandoned that functionality as their main product. Facebook enters a market, you know, others leave. And, you know, Google do similar things where they've suddenly started doing something that someone else was doing and they make it free. So that's the future I'm painting, is that someone like Facebook or Google Plus will say, actually, look, we'll take what Audioboo are doing and we will do something, we will make it better in whatever way we think is going to be better. And that when they do that, then the Audioboo people will have to react to that, because then they will, otherwise they will be seen as an inferior product. Or they'll get bought by Facebook, or, you know. So that's why I still think it's a danger that it could happen. And how do we bring this to Mark Rock's attention? You know, it'd be really good if one way to bring it to Mark Rock's attention would be to have lots of comments on my original post on Audioboo. Because the more comments and the more plays that there are on a boo, the more chance there is that it gets bubbled up and the Audioboo people get to listen to it. And it'd be really good to hear some thoughts from them, really, as well. From Mark Rock or from Space Kate or whoever. So yes, there we are. But yeah, wanted to say really thank you very much to everyone who's commented on this and shared their thoughts. Yeah, it's great. A little bit on drafts, actually, draft booze. One of the fantastic use cases of the draft boo functionality is the day in the life boo. Now, I'm not sure whether the people that have just found me since February will be familiar with this one, but that's where you start a boo in the morning and maybe record a little bit onto it every hour. So, yeah, you record, you know, half a minute when you're making a cup of tea first thing in the morning, and then you hit that cancel button, then the save draft, and it sits in your draft folder, and you can carry on doing other booze during the day. But you know, every hour you go back and you record a little bit more, append a little bit more onto that boo, and it creates a fascinating sort of snapshot of different points in the day. Experiment with that. Maybe I'll do another one of those at some point. And just to sort of show what it can be like. It can be really banal as well. but you never know. You never know. Anyway, I've detained you long enough. Thank you very much, everyone, for listening and for talking to me. Keep talking to me, please. And take care of yourselves, and I'll speak to you again soon. Any final words from Jane to end?
No, not really. I haven't got a joke. Oh, bye.
Bye.